1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this third morning of the month of June. Plenty of sunshine and 56 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am just fine, thank you.
Good deal. Well, it seems like we've been updating things here for obviously several months, and really over the last two-plus months we've been talking about low caseload data and trends. Vaccination data seems to be stabilizing a little bit. Let's talk about the vaccination side of things first. Where do we stand here on our vaccination rates here for our eligible and our overall population?
Yeah, so in Lyon County, we have given just shy of 14,000 doses of vaccine to our residents. So if you kind of think about that in percentages, if you're looking at who is eligible, which is 12 and older now, that's about 49% of our population has received at least one dose. If we look at how many individuals are fully vaccinated out of those almost 14,000, we are at around 12,600 individuals that have received a complete series of vaccine, and that is right around 44% of our eligible Lyon County residents. So that's a little lower than what we want, but we're making steady progress. So we're making gains every week. That's a good thing.
Well, on the tails of that, Jennifer, we just read the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund, which includes KVOE here. They announced a collaborative campaign aimed at increasing vaccination rates, and they're teaming up in part with you at Lyon County Public Health. Your thoughts on this venture?
Well, this is really exciting, and we are really grateful to be a part of this event. Anytime we can reach out to our community and offer, you know, services, and in this case, vaccine services, that's a good thing. That's putting us doing what we like to do. We are working with them to try to get some clinics planned through the next several months.
At this point in time, it sounds like it's early here, but what is the tentative game plan, at least at this early stage, following yesterday's announcement?
Right. So for Lyon County Public Health, we are really working starting the planning phases of a vaccine clinic that we'd like to hold, partnering with USD 253 or Emporia Schools at Riverside School. We kind of like to try maybe something a little bit different. We have not done a drive-through clinic yet, and that's really what we're planning for. Riverside School is a great location. It's got the drives in the parking lots to be able to very easily do a drive-through. We are at the beginning stages of planning that vaccine clinic.
Yeah, not only here in Lyon County, but this does include, for surrounding counties that want to participate as well, Chase, Coffee, Greenwood, Morris, Osage, and Waubunsee and Woodson counties as well. But here in Lyon County, be listening. And stay logged on to KVOE.com and hooked up with our social media outlets, and we'll keep you updated on where we may see some of these pop-up clinics, as well as some incentives for you to get vaccinated, and which would include weekly prize drawings and then an opportunity to win a grand prize. And details are still being worked out there, but we will have representatives of the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund with us next week to go into more details on Vax to Normal.
And speaking of vaccinations here, if you could, Jennifer, give us an update on, I guess, the clinic-style vaccination approach that you've had, and I guess now the schedule for vaccinations by vaccine maker, because it sounds like you've got everything now set up on a daily basis based on the provider.
Yeah, we're very fortunate that we have the three different types of vaccines that are available. So we have created a schedule where during the week there are time slots for all three, so Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. We are giving Moderna Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So if that's the vaccine that you are, you know, needing or wanting, especially if you're looking for a second dose, give us a call. We're giving that vaccine 3 days a week. And then we are giving Johnson & Johnson on Tuesdays, and then Pfizer in the afternoon on Thursdays. And it's been very successful so far. We, especially the Pfizer vaccine, that when we as a country had opened up vaccine availability to our 12 and above, that really, there became a need in our community for that Pfizer vaccine. And so for us to be able to offer that on Thursdays has been a great thing. And we do have quite a few people taking us up on that Pfizer vaccine on Thursdays.
Well, we still are getting small numbers of positive COVID cases. I believe, what was it, 7 new cases yesterday, I think, reported?
Yep.
Jennifer, what about concerns that you still may have with large-scale activities? And I think we have one that would fit into the large-scale activities category here with Unbound Gravel happening this weekend.
Yeah, we are in, you know, kind of this unusual phase of response to this pandemic, because we do have large numbers of people that are vaccinated, but we also have large numbers of people that are unvaccinated. So really the message is, if you are an unvaccinated individual, there is still considerable risk posed by this virus. So if you are planning to attend these gatherings, one, I think you should think, is this good for me if I'm unvaccinated? And maybe this should be the reason to go and get vaccinated if you're wanting to, you know, attend large sporting events or concerts or travel. Those are all really good reasons to go ahead and get your vaccine. But if, you know, you do attend them and you are not vaccinated, then really you have got to think about how you're going to keep yourself safe, because there is still risk out there. And unfortunately, we are seeing, you know, hundreds of Americans still die every day. So it is one of those places where, you know, it's not gone away. We haven't beat this virus down all the way yet. We're there. There's a light at the end of the tunnel. We're getting there. But really, if you're unvaccinated, you really still need to protect yourself.
Yeah, we have representatives, I believe, and participants in Unbound Gravel from virtually every state.
I think
with the exception of one, maybe?
One or two, maybe.
So, yeah, we have people from all over, literally all over the country, that will be here this week. So if you're not vaccinated, as Jennifer alluded to, please take the proper precautions. Well, what is a return to normal going to be looking like for Lyon County Public Health? Do you remember what that's like, Jennifer?
You know, we've seen a little bit of that recently, us kind of getting back to our jobs before COVID and our responsibilities before COVID. But, yeah, we are definitely in sort of that demobilization phase or that recovery phase. You know, we're seeing us try to transition to absorbing COVID response back into our normal daily duties. That's what you will see for a while. COVID response for public health will be going on for months. It is a reportable disease. We still have to investigate and respond to every case that is diagnosed in our community. We are still planning on, you know, offering vaccinations and testing as part of response. So little by little, we've tried to absorb those functions into our daily duties. And that's what we're seeing. It's a kind of a slow process, which is good. You know, we're winding down slowly. But over the next several months, you'll kind of see us in this phase where we'll be going out and doing some, you know, pop-up clinics or doing some things out in the community, but that we will be, you know, wrapping that disease investigation and response plus our vaccination and testing into a more clinic setting.
For folks that don't know, Jennifer, really, what is your normal operations and what are your normal duties here once you do wind up getting, you know, everything folded back in with COVID-19 into the regular workflow?
Yeah, so I don't think people were fully aware of what public health did before COVID and the pandemic. But part of our job in public health is to do disease investigation, and there are a list of reportable diseases. And, you know, our team has to respond to those when they are diagnosed or suspected in our communities. And those can range from, you know, chicken pox to rabies. And then there are other things that are more community-based. We really try to do promotion and protection in the community. And so those services are kind of tied to whatever the needs of the community are. And then we have a lot of response individuals that were pulled from other departments, like our environmental health staff and our child care licensing staff. They were pulled in to do response and have been doing response for about a year. And so now they've kind of moved back to doing their more traditional job duties. We've started going back out on inspections for child care licensing, doing surveys, and our environmental health staff are slowly getting back out and doing their normal inspections that are not COVID-related.
Jennifer, one other question that I had is the county commission here this morning is going to discuss whether to continue the current COVID-19 disaster declaration until July 1st. Now, the state wound up pushing to June 15th, but it sounds like that may well be it for the statewide disaster declaration and possibly maybe extending it one more time to July 1st, and then the state may well be done. Should these particular moves end here, you know, the disaster declarations end here either today or perhaps maybe later on in the month or at the start of July, how does that impact local operations if we're still seeing COVID-19 cases?
It will impact in certain ways, and I think the biggest one that would be noticeable is we have utilized state resources like the National Guard. We had a shelter here that was ran by National Guard. We had that here for a while, and now that operation is ceasing and wrapping down. But we also have utilized National Guard staff in our testing lanes at the beginning and then more recently in our vaccination clinics. So those resources will not be available to us anymore. What it will mean is that then if there is response that's needed, that becomes a local responsibility solely. So those will be local funds and local dollars and local staff that will be responsible. It may mean that we can't do as large scale of events as what we were originally doing, but it would definitely become a local response for us.
Jennifer, information delivered nicely once again. We appreciate it as always. And Jennifer will be with us, but only twice a month, not every month, until we can positively, you know, get through what we have pandemic-wise. But it seems like things are trending in the right direction. Jennifer, thank you so much for your time as always, and thanks for all you do.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Yeah, thank you guys, and you have a great day.
All right, you too. Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn on our primetime newsmaker this morning, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker segments, next week has filled up rapidly, so the only available date we have is June 11th. That's next Friday, so give us a call at 342-1400 or shoot us an email to kvue@kvue.com. We will get a preview of Saturday's Biscuits and Gravy fundraiser for Tucker Lee at the fairgrounds. That'll be our newsmaker focus tomorrow morning here on KVUE.
And our newsmaker segment, Chuck, brought to you this morning by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732, MRSK Buildings. Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. Sunshine, 58 degrees. Good morning. It's 7:34. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
I was surprised to read that 40% of Americans do not have savings to cover a tire blowout.
Number one financial regret is not saving for retirement early enough. I'm living that statement now.
The average retiree only has 30.